Exploding head movie, brainstorm. My friend in California, he films insurance fraud. We saw a spinal case fluffing work for 40 weeks, buffing that 69 Impala in nothing but his skivs. I'd have cracked his head, but I was sick. Sick of all this heeding to the future, its heads-up cinema, civil vice. I keep a hammer and a glass of water by the bed. One for me, the other for the bed. I learned the positioning of my heart over the middle coil accounts for the pinging in the middle of the night. Diastolic, systolic, apathetic beat. If I swat the outer cable, all goes back to night, silent, unexplosive. I don't, and I fall into the bed, that tire-ironed, open-flied canopy, or goose-down panoply, muffling the tick-hop underneath. Is the whole world heading towards exploding heads? In cinema, we are taught to love the numbers burning in their petri dish, how everything ends before it begins. And like an upside-down ice cream cone, a good exploding head will get all over you. Trust me, I don't know. And you don't want to trust anyone who does. Torrid affair of a gun and a head, someone will get hurt. And now, watching Scrambling Jackie O, Da Vinci sewed her pearls onto her dress so they wouldn't hit the coffin. Ere death, David Byrne, lovers, thy film is hammer. Thy head is detonate in earth tones to long fade on frontal entry. Feel the heft of yon pulsing trigger finger, apt action on yon DVD. Beyond exploding heads, one thing exists. In unison, one thing exists. A cardinal marbling of the air around the void, the terrible wear of the overexposed, two arms like flirting fish, and that sense that you will never catch your breath, or that head's, as it flies, hurried from its captor.